Paralysis ended, he woke up. These dreams would come to define Descartes' life. He became concerned with the gap between dream and reality, the thin line between being awake, existing in a real physical space with ordered thoughts, and the crazed world of dreaming, where everything is bizarre and volatile. The aspect of dreams which seems to have disturbed Descartes was how lifelike they felt. If dreams seemed so real at the time, he thought, then who was to say that the things we thought or perceived when we were awake were any more reliable? For all he knew, the evil demon he imagined that night was real. It could be putting thoughts into his mind when he was awake as easily as it could while he was asleep. Descartes didn't believe there was an evil demon. What concerned him was that he could not prove, utterly, without any trace of doubt, that there wasn't. And if he couldn't prove that, then he couldn't really prove anything. Perhaps green was red. Perhaps 2 + 2 = 5. Perhaps the bed he slept in wasn't real. If you followed this line of reasoning far enough, the world fell down. Maths, geometry, physics, politics, religion, civilization. Everything was built on shaky foundations. Descartes, an aimless 23-year-old Frenchman, decided to dedicate his life to finding certainty. He roamed the world, speaking with scientists and theologians, trying to find bits of knowledge, priceless slivers of certainty, which he could be absolutely sure were true. He was engaged in an act of existential quarantine, finding and isolating facts that someone could believe without any shadow of doubt. During the following 9 years, I did nothing other than wander around the world, trying to be a spectator rather than an actor in the dramas that unfold there, he wrote. I rooted out of my mind all of the errors that could have slipped into it. Then, eventually, he settled down and started to write philosophy. It was not until he was 45, in a work called Meditations on First Philosophy, that he properly grappled with the dream and its implications. It is arguably the most important book ever written, but not for the reason Descartes thought. He intended for it to be an affirmation of religious faith. He wanted to protect belief in God from the relentless doubt he had experienced, from nagging questions of skepticism. But instead of finding certainty in God, he found it somewhere else entirely. He found it in the individual. This idea would go on to destroy the old world and create a new one based on rights, reason, and liberty. It was the birth of liberalism, and it happened by accident. Descartes was a hard man to like. He combined haughty arrogance about the brilliance of his writing with extreme sensitivity to criticism and a disregard for the work of almost anyone else. He dismissed even great thinkers and seemed completely uninterested in any book by any author on any subject. Although when one publishes a book, one is always very anxious to know what readers say about it, he once wrote, I can assure